hello again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting. I was going to try and do two of these this week, but I don't know if I'm going to make it. So this one is informally in my head titled, You Can Tell Who the Pioneers Are by the Arrows Sticking Out of Their Backs. And it was inspired by sort of the week's events in which the rumpus between Adam Curry and Dave Weiner sort of took a new twist, because Dave put a really amazing couple of podcasts out on the net. I'm going to put those in the show notes because I think you might want to go listen to them, but there's no way I can stick them in because they're too long. And it got me thinking about some of the other pioneers in the early days of radio that also sort of didn't get the credit and didn't get the money that they probably deserved. Two of them come to mind. One is the person who sort of invented audio over radio as opposed to Morse code. That's a guy named Reginald Fessenden, who got, I think, sort of the short end of the deal. He got into a big rumpus with Marconi about how to do audio over radio. And eventually he prevailed, but Marconi really caused him a lot of heartache along the way, and then ultimately sort of claimed all the credit for it. So, you know, us old-time radio geeks really think of Reginald Fessenden as the true father of radio as we know it, even though he's an unsung hero. And then later, another guy who got really emotionally jerked around by the community radio movement is arguably the inventor of community radio, a fellow named Lou Hill, who started KPFA in California right around 1950, and ultimately got so demoralized by what was going on that in like 1957 or so he killed himself, which is pretty dramatic, I guess. And in a way, I see parallels with what's going on between Adam Curry and Dave Weiner, with Dave in sort of the unsung, tortured hero role, and Adam in sort of the, not malevolent. I don't think that anybody would accuse Marconi of being an evil genius, but there are some people who are good at inventing, and there are people who are good at promoting, and those are often different people. What's remarkable, I think, and the reason that I decided to dedicate this podcast to this, is the ability of podcasting to make this real. Because both Adam and Dave are podcasting. They're doing a different kind of podcasting than I do. They're doing a memoir kind of podcasting where every day they try and put out somewhere between 10 and 50 minutes worth of stuff. And so you can hear this conversation in their own voices as they work their way through this. And I think that's one of the most amazing things about podcasting that's coming. There's my friend, the bird in the background. He seems to show up just when I start taping these things. So anyway, I'm going to put a whole bunch of links in the show notes. I don't usually do that. I think I'm going to start trying to do that to all of these podcasts, and I'll write up a little description of each. But if you want to listen to a truly remarkable podcast, listen to the one that Dave did the day after the one that described the relationship between Dave and Adam. That one was remarkable too, but the one after was the one where a lot of self-reflection took place, and there was a kind of personalness to it that just plucked my heartstrings. Just an amazing thing. It's quite long. It's about 40 minutes long, and it rambles a lot, but I think it's a great example of what the podcasting form could be. And there's no way you could put that on the radio. You know, it's unedited, it's a personal memoir, there's just no way that you could justify putting that on the radio, and yet it's extremely important for people to hear these things directly from the principals, I think. So I thought it just captured the essence of why podcasting is different and why it's important. Now, I think that Adam is remarkable, too. One of the things that he's doing, and I'll put links to these on the show notes as well, is he's doing something called Stratcasts, where he and his partner are talking about the business that they want to create. And again, there's no way that that would ever go on the regular radio. And again, it's a very remarkable memoir and gives you great insights into how businesses are formed and how people kind of stumble around and they try out different ideas and so on and so forth. And then what's remarkable is all the feedback that they get in the comments. I'm going to also post some links to some comments pages where a very large community is commenting on both Dave and Adam's podcasts. So it's sort of history in the making. Just amazing. Which gets me to the music for today's show. One of the points that Dave was making in his second podcast, the day after podcast, I'm going to call it, is getting over this fear of being imperfect, which is a big theme, I think, in community podcasting, which I've talked about in other shows, but you know, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be a glossy voice with no mistakes. It doesn't have to be perfect music. It doesn't have to be perfect anything. And in fact, it's quite charming when it's not, because it's more human. And so he did a great little rant about how important it is to just get your stuff out there. And it occurred to me that I should get some of my music out on these things, because I've alluded to the fact that I'm a musician, but I've never put any of my stuff on this podcast, and there are a bunch of reasons why. One, I really gnarled up one of my fingers on a table saw a year or two ago, and I've got a bunch of new gear, and the gear doesn't work the way I want it to yet, and I'm still not real comfortable with it, and so I've got all kinds of great excuses, but Dave sort of booted me out of my chair and inspired me to crunch out a song and get it out here on this podcast. So I just sat down and banged out about 2 or 3 minutes of a song that I use sort of as a practice tune or a warm-up tune or a test tune when I'm trying to get the hang of a new piece of equipment or something. It's kind of Seven Bridges Road. It's kind of not. It's mostly not. But it's mine, and don't go too hard on me, because this is pretty weird for me to put my own stuff in podcasts like this. But here it comes, and I hope you like it. Thank you. Well, that was me playing something sort of vaguely related to the chord progression in Seven Bridges Road, at least. And as usual, or you know, I think like most people, I have lots of apologies that I can make about that, but I think Dave is right. You just get it out there. And the fact that it's not perfect is sort of human. And I think that's one of the things that's amazing about podcasting is that there's now enough bandwidth for us to be human and make mistakes and share it with the rest of you. And, you know, that's one of the most powerful things about this new medium that the news people will probably never pick up on. But there you have it. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.